This morning, I plan to be to the point. Amen. But I want to talk to you this morning from this subject of thought. And the true cornerstone has been laid. I want to talk about the cornerstone in Zion. The cornerstone, what is that? Well, we're going to examine the scripture on that. Throughout the history of the Bible, the scripture has talked about Zion. And Peter wrote about this, and we find this in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 6. Wherefore, also it is contained in the scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. What kind? A chief cornerstone. Yes. Elect, precious, and he that believeth, he that what believeth on him shall not be confounded. Listen to the passion. For it says in scripture, look, I lay a cornerstone in Zion, a chosen and priceless stone. What kind? A chosen and priceless stone. Hallelujah. And whoever believeth in him will certainly not be what? Disappointed. Zion had her troubles. And God always talked about Zion. You know why? Because that was and still is his dwelling place. And God has been working on Zion to bring Zion to her perfection. Hallelujah. So, Isaiah 28:16. Go ahead and put that up. Isaiah 28:16, King Jimmy. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, who? Behold, I lay what? I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone. A tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a true what? Foundation. He that what? Believeth shall not make haste. Zion, as I said, I'm going to read this up in there just in a minute, is God's dwelling place. Hallelujah. And God has a plan. You can tell from creation the way he talked to his man. And this earth, he designed it, created it, designed it, and prepared it for his man that he created like him or like himself. God and man was to have unceasing fellowship and relationship, communion and communication. Earth was originally planned by God. Are you listening? To be ruled or to be governed by the rules of heaven. Other words, whatever was in heaven, God wanted to happen on earth through his man. So he created this earth to give man, to produce for man, everything man needs. Man was in turn who was created and called the Son of God, was created to glorify the Creator and magnify him for his glorious splendor and beauty, power and authority that he had given us such life that had no flaws. Fully, every way you touch it, every way you embrace it, it turn out life. With nothing contaminated, nothing that had flaws in it, perfect, pure. But the earth got contaminated and distorted by sin. Adam disobedient. Amen. So he talked about a dwelling place. Hallelujah. For him. So in that dwelling place is called Zion. And he said, this is what I'm going to put in Zion. A tried, what kind? He said, I'm going to lay in Zion a foundation of stone. Tried stone. In other words, it would have been proven to be the perfect stone. It hadn't happened at this point. Tried stone, precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. What kind? A sure foundation. What you mean? Nothing can move it. On this rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. Huh? On Christ, who? The solid rock I stand. All of the ground is sinking sand. This foundation of stone is Christ. Yeah. Set in place in the council of eternity. Yeah. Mm-hmm.